No more shooting than talking. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukrainian peace talks are scheduled to resume Friday in Istanbul, but the Pentagon says Russia's claims to be pulling back its forces from around Kiev are false and attacks have actually increased. But Russian troops have withdrawn from the Chernobyl nuclear power plant under suspicious circumstances.
The defunct nuclear facility was taken by the Russians early on in the invasion. Now several hundred Russian troops have reportedly been pulled out of Chernobyl, suffering from acute radiation sickness. The Mirror reports the Russian soldiers fled and were bused to a medical facility in Belarus. Now the New York Post reports word of the radiation sickness came after Ukrainian officials claimed that Russian troops looted and destroyed a specialist laboratory containing highly radioactive samples from that decommissioned nuclear plant.
Fox's Matt Finn. Reuters reports a fuel storage facility in Belgorod, Russia has been set ablaze. The Russian governor in the region says the facility was attacked by Ukrainian helicopters. Belgorod is about 50 miles north of the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. President Biden says it'll take a little while, but he predicts gas prices will begin falling now that he's ordered 1 million gallons of oil released daily for the next 6 months from the country's strategic oil reserves, rather than increasing U.S. oil production.
We need to double down on our commitment to clean energy and tackling the climate crisis with our partners and allies around the world.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell telling Shannon Bream on Fox News at night the administration is to blame for the higher prices.
What they did as soon as the president came into office was no new leases on public lands, a whole array of regulators making it difficult to function even on in the places where they're allowed to. We were energy independent in 2019 and exporting oil and gas.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Three law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty on Thursday. One, an off-duty sheriff's deputy in Houston.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez tweeted that one of his off-duty Harris County sheriff's deputies witnessed suspects committing a criminal offense. Now, as the deputy approached, the males opened fire, and our deputy, he says, returned fire and was struck.
That's Randy Wallace of Fox 26 in Houston, who reports the deputy was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. The suspects reported still on the loose. In the east central Pennsylvania city of Lebanon, gunfire during a domestic disturbance call Thursday afternoon left one police officer dead, two others wounded. The suspect was also shot and killed. In Bluffton, Ohio, Thursday morning, a police officer was struck and killed by a speeding car as he was deploying stop sticks in the road to slow a high-speed police chase. Congress moving quickly to cap the price of medicine for diabetes patients.
House lawmakers passed the Affordable Insulin Now Act, aimed at capping the monthly cost of insulin to $35 for insured patients. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee is a sponsor.
The average sticker price for a month's supply is about $375. For some, it's $1,000. That's just not right.
Critics say the measure only applies to people with health insurance, and insurers may just increase costs to make up for the loss. In the Senate, Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Democrat Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire are also working on their own version of an insulin bill. It's not clear yet how much support it may get. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Closing arguments will be heard Friday in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Only one of the defendants chose to take the stand in his own defense, denying they committed any crime. Defense attorneys claim their clients were entrapped by government agents. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.